So I'd now like to talk to Cadet Corporal Thomas Kochinski. Welcome to Service Voices, Thomas.
Thank you very much.
I believe you have already gone solo in power aircraft.
Yes, I'd have. A couple months ago, I got the opportunity to fly solo in a powered aircraft outside of cadets.
And how old are you?
I was 15 at the time.
And you're now 16?
Yes, I turned 16 recently.
And how long before you can get your L plates?
I actually got my L plates just the other week, so it was quite a fair time after going solo in a powered aircraft.
Ah, that's incredible. Oh, well done, Thomas. How many flying hours do you have, and how long did it take you to get them?
I started flying around late, mid-2016, so that was before I turned 16. And since that time, I have accumulated a total of 15 flying hours within various powered aircraft.
What aircraft were they?
I have flown the PA-28 Piper Warrior and the Cessna 172.
Oh, that's fun, that one, isn't it?
Yes, they are both quite wonderful aircraft. I enjoy flying both of them.
Thomas, you've also recently gone solo in gliding, in fact, just after your 16th birthday, and congratulations there. Can you describe the feeling of solo gliding? We've had a slight taste of it from Thorani, but can you describe it for yourself?
Well, comparing it to powered, first of all, you have a much greater connection to the elements and you feel the aircraft a lot more. There isn't that rhythmic hum of the engine. It's more quiet, peaceful. It's a much more different feeling than powered. It's quite incredible.
Do you feel that you have as much control?
In a way, you do, but in another, you don't. It's a play of energy in a glider. You can't push up the throttle and climb up. You have to search for hot air that's rising to gain altitude and increase your energy. And it's playing around with all those aspects, which you'll have to keep all of that in mind in a glider, whereas in a powered aircraft, it's much more simple. It's just throttle up, throttle down.
I can see why you're saying that you are very much in touch with the elements. And that is something that you learnt, or was that instinctive to you?
It took time and practice. I did have previous powered experience, so it helped a little bit. But when it came to gliding, it took time to transfer that and learn how to control your aircraft without the help of an engine.
I can understand that. Thomas, what are your plans for the future?
It would be incredible for me to learn and become an instructor before finishing high school as a basic level gliding instructor, and then hopefully join the Air Force as a pilot. So that's my long-term goal. And then after that, go back into instructing after my retirement from the Air Force.
Thank you for sharing your plans with us, Thomas. I hope that all your dreams come true. And thank you.
Thank you very much, Fiona.